6:18 to play, second quarter. Big third down coming up here for the Maroon Tide. Third and four. Out of the pistol look. Horton will turn, will fake. Now we'll roll out, looking for Sperling, and well covered right here around the 36-yard line. That would have been enough for the first down right there. If Orton could have connected, excellent defense. Very close, though. Could have easily been pass interference. But number two, Nate Jones, had his head turned back to the football. Eyeing that passing play all the way, they read it good. So back deep here, a couple of Trojans. Looks to be number 27, Malik Martin, and Rashawn Monroe, number three. Excellent kick, good hang time. Not going to take a bounce and roll back, any. Stop dead at the 30-yard line. So that's where Essex will take over, moving right to left, needing to go 70 yards here, trying to take the lead. 7-6, Galax with 5:57 to go the first half. Bring the defense back out on the field. Good job by the Trojans there. Excellent coverage near side, stopping that drive for the Maroon Tide. So Essex taking over from its own 30-yard line, moving right to left across your radio dial, marching towards the south end zone. Rashawn Monroe now checks into the game, tailback, ready to take the snap here. Trying end around play, Galax reads it good. There on the outside, and that is Brian Richards on the carry. On the stop for Galax, 27. Zamir Echegaray making the play for Galax. 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter, 7-6. Maroon Tide by one, the block PAT, Jordan Peoples. And here we go, number three, Rashawn Monroe, looking, toss near side, catch made at around the 27-yard line, sliding out of the tackle goes Malik Martin, fighting his way back towards the middle of the field. And Caleb Sperling able to make the stop for a couple of missed tackles from Galax. The run after the catch will get him to the 32. We've got 4:50 to play here in the first half. 7-6. Maroon Tide on top. Need a big stop from our defense. Get him off the field. Get him to rest. That can be key, too, in a game. Out of the Wildcat with trips out wide, twins to the near side. Monroe dances around, will look to throw. He's flushed out, being chased. Isaiah Brown will take him out at the 41-yard line, and that will be enough for a first down. So good job by Isaiah Brown to close in the stop there for the Maroon Tide. Actual spot will be the 42-yard line. Ball on the left hash marks. Essex moving right to left. They keep Monroe in there. Low snap. Rashawn Monroe will take off here, being chased and hit immediately in the logo as he crossed the 45. And I believe that was Isaiah Brown again on the stop there to pop him down. So Monroe crosses the 45 to the 46. Yard line. So now we've got second down and six coming up. It's a short six for Essex. Inside of 4 minutes to go, first half. There's five wideouts in the set. Rashawn Monroe looks left, now will throw right, picked off! Echegaray, 35, 30, twisted down, taken down by Monroe. Big play there from the Maroon Tide. Echegaray saw it. Stayed right there at home and made the play. Monroe faked left and looked to throw right, and it's picked by 27. And that's Zamir Echegaray's first INT of the year. He's had his paws on several of them, finally got a hold of one there. Maroon Tide take over, excellent territory here at the Essex 28-yard line, moving left to right. Big play. That gets you further in the playoffs. That can get you to Salem next week. Orton dropped under center, Harris. The lone setback. Orton will turn, will hand off to six. Makes a cut to the 25. Tough to bring down, fighting for the yardage. And he gets down to about the 23, diving forward there with the defense all over his back. Big carry there, Charles Harris. Pick up a five on the play. 3.5 minutes to go. in the first half. Echegaray's interception to kill that drive for Essex. Isaiah Brown, the receiver to the near side. Out wide is Jordan Peoples. Carson Orton scanning the defense, turns, now drops to under center. Handoff, Charles Harris to the 20-yard line. Falling all over top of Trojan defenders there. And he was taken down by number six, that's Russell, and number seven, Payne for the Trojans. With 2:50 to play, Galax can work this clock all the way down here as they get it back into the Blue Ridge Tire and Automotive red zone. On third down coming up, they need a yard and a half to pick up the first down. Power eye look. They send Isaiah Brown in motion. He will line up as an offset tight end on the far side. That should be enough for the first down as Charles Harris falls forward to about the, we'll say the 17-yard line. Move the chains for the Maroon Tide. 2:25 to play. Left to go in the first half. I don't think Essex is expecting this. Maroon Tide just playing their style of football. They've done all year. 8-game winning streak. Carson Orton takes a snap from under center. Now we've got penalty flags here. And it'll be a penalty against the Maroon Tide. We'll bring it back. So first and 15 coming up. Probably another illegal motion penalty. It's killed the Tide this year. Back to the 22-yard line. Ball on the right hash marks. Tide moving left to right. Clock is rolling. 2 minutes left to play first half. Galax 7, Essex 6. State semifinals. Twin receivers to the near side. Offset I formation. Sperling sent in motion. Will be an offset tight end on the outside. Pistol formation. They give it to Charles Harris. Makes a cut. Dancing around. Stutter step to the 20-yard line. And he's taken down. Nate Jones making the stop there. He made a big play in coverage the previous Maroon Tide drive, stopping the Maroon Tide from picking up a first down. Essex took over, and Zamir Echegaray picked off a pass. And that's where Galax has arrived, trying to get down the field here. Dougie Peoples to the 15, to the 10. Change of pace back right there for Galax. Makes it more manageable. You are in four down territory, so I do expect the Tide to go for it with about 3 yards to pick up the first down. And we'll give him that 3.5. They need to cross the Essex 7 for a first to be sure of it. Ball is at the 10-yard line. And the Tide may be trying to kick a field goal here. Interesting call from Coach Dixon. I'd say go for it. Why not? Be gutsy. But we'll see. Fourth and 3. Be up to the leg of Elijah Harrison. He's missed his only field goal attempt this year. He's only had one attempt at it. And he will try this one. All right, looking at about a 27-yard attempt here for Elijah Harrison. There's a snap, hold by Orton. Oh, they're going to fake it. The pitchback play. Sperling will throw. Noah Hutchins' feet in bounds. That should be a touchdown. That should be a touchdown. He got his feet down. Oh, yeah. Touchdown Maroon Tide on the fake field goal. What a play on the pitchback from Orton. And Sperling threw it to Hutchins for the score. Pulling a little LSU right there. I like it. Like the Mad Hatter Les Miles. Give Coach Dixon that title. There you go. That's a big play right there. We know where the Mo is right now. Now, Harrison will kick a PAT. The snap, the hole, kick is on the way. Did he get it inside that left upright? He did. 14-6, Galax by 8 with 35 seconds left until halftime. The trip to Salem on the line. We'll be back to Maroon Tide football after this.